Now, a new partnership in Wisconsin aims to boost coverage of Native American communities. Journalists are often criticized for the way that they've covered Native Americans and for the lack of attention they give to tribal issues.
That led Tim Gallego to found the first independent Native American newspaper, the Lakota Times, in 1981. It evolved into Indian Country Today, which was later rebranded as ICT. It's now part of a larger nonprofit organization, Indige Public Media.
In partnership with PBS Wisconsin, Indige created an Indigenous Affairs reporter position here in the state. That reporter joins us now. Erica Aisi covers the 12 tribes in Wisconsin and reports for both Here and Now and ICT. Also with us, Katie Oyen, member of the Oglala Sioux tribe who reported for the Associated Press for 20 years. She's the chief executive officer of Indige Public Media. Katie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Rob. Great to be here.
And Erica, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Rob.
Erica, there are 12 tribes in Wisconsin located all over the state. You're covering a lot of ground here, clearly. How do you approach this beat with so many different voices, issues, and geographies that come into play?
Yeah, I think approaching this beat right off the bat, the heart of it is with the collaboration with ICT, formerly Indian Country Today. So because the state does have 12 tribes and we're trying to really hear directly from the tribes what their issues are, collaborating with them brings a deeper sense of knowledge, especially with the other reporters that have worked in and around this area and nationwide. And when we're brainstorming stories, there's always the question, what is the Wisconsin angle? And of course, each tribe is different and they're not a monolith. But what hasn't been covered from particular tribes? And they're really far and spread really all over the state. And I think with that, the collaboration with them and bringing in that expertise early on, we're able to hone in on what tribes you want to cover for a particular time or reason, and then brainstorm and see, let's get to the heart of it and who are our sources and who's going to help us tell this story.
And Erica, part of the value of a beat of any kind is, you know, you're not just bopping in on one story. You get to know people over time and know the territory. How have you worked to build relationships with the people you're covering?
Before I was even went out and reporting, we started with, let's just have meet and greets with different tribes without any cameras, and let's get together and just sit down and build relationships. So that's what I did, was that when I started, we weren't really focused on one particular story. It was just building relationships with the tribes. And I started with Menominee and traveled to Menominee. And because of the relationship with ICT and the various productions that happen here at PBS Wisconsin, we were able to link directly with tribal leaders and youth activists and go to the tribes and set up a time. I think I was there for maybe 2 or 3 days where I introduced myself at the tribal offices and told them our intentions on this collaboration and what we aim to do and hear with the tribes. And I was also able to hear directly from them, what are the stories that have been covered? How can media do it differently? And what's next? What are the stories that have not been covered? And how can we work together to tell those stories?
Katie, what do you see as the value of these partnerships with Indige Media and groups like PBS Wisconsin?
We see tremendous value in these relationships, and I think that the great work that Eric has been doing just shows the value that we can bring when we work together in ways like this. I think that at ICT, we've always understood the deep importance of reporting not just for Native communities, but from Native communities, and we've been working very hard to expand our geographical footprint so that we can cover even more tribal communities across the country. And it takes partnerships. We recognize that we can't do it on our own, and we just are really grateful for PBS Wisconsin stepping up and sharing a reporter with us like this in this way. It's been, like I said, just tremendously valuable, and the work that Erica has done just shows that.
And does this, Katie, seem to you like a blueprint for the future? You're going to be looking to develop more of these kind of partnerships?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We have a couple of other partnerships that are somewhat similar to this, but I think, you know, heading into the future, we're always looking to aggressively expand our geographical coverage area and absolutely looking for more ways to pair with other media organizations.
Erica, you've already done in the last almost year now several reports for PBS Wisconsin and ICT, the impacts of federal funding cuts, indigenous language programs and music, the list goes on. Are there issues you see facing tribes in Wisconsin that are particular to our state?
Sure, I'll mention two. MMIW, so you may hear that acronym a lot in Indigenous reporting. So that stands for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women, and has also unfortunately extended to MMMIR, Missing and Murdered Indigenous Relatives. It is an epidemic happening across the country, but being able to do that story in early May to hone it in to let people know, unfortunately, this is happening in Wisconsin. And that's a story that we covered in May as Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women's Day, and there was a rally here on the Capitol, and that's a story that we looked at specifically from the Wisconsin perspective and how local police and tribal police are having problems on both ends gathering the data to get to the core and root of this problem. So that's a story that's specific to Wisconsin. Also, the story that's growing and developing and longstanding in Bad River and the issue with the Enbridge pipeline and how that is impacting tribes, specifically the Bad River tribe with tribal sovereignty and water sovereignty and protecting their environment. So those are two stories that are very specific and key that are happening here in Wisconsin.
We're talking about media coverage of Native American communities and partnerships to boost that coverage. Erica Aisi is Indigenous Affairs Multimedia Reporter for PBS Wisconsin's Here and Now and ICT. And Katie Oyen is Chief Executive Officer of Indige Public Media. Katie, what do we in the mainstream media miss, do you think, when it comes to covering Native American communities and issues?
Well, that is a great question. Thank you for asking. I think that that question is actually kind of core to our existence as Indige Public Media and ICT News. We were founded over 40 years ago around this idea of taking ownership of our own stories. And I think that historically we have seen, you know, the perpetuation of harmful stereotypes and a focus on deficit-based reporting, various issues with other media telling our stories. But I will say today, I feel like we face a whole new set of challenges. It's not so much today looking at it in terms of us versus them as it is about us versus the decline of the local news ecosystem, attacks on press freedoms and what that means for our democracy, and also the spread of misinformation online and the rise in the number of people who are primarily getting their news from social media influencers. So looking at it through a slightly different lens today, but I do think that one of the positive changes that we've seen come out of this is just much more of a collaborative spirit among newsrooms and much more of this idea that we're all in this together, we're sharing resources, we're sharing our content, and we're, you know, all joining together to sort of meet this moment and to, you know, just tell good stories.
Erica, I understand you're not a tribal member yourself. What advice do you have, based on your experience doing this, to non-Native American reporters or outlets that are covering these communities?
Sure. I'm not a tribal member, but I am a woman of color. As a Black woman, I think, you know, in taking that extra step to make sure that not telling marginalized or stereotypical stories. And any advice I would give to a journalist that wants to tell an Indigenous story or have this as a full beat, first is to decolonize your mind in ways of story gathering. You know, we're used to and we're taught, you know, this perfect soundbite needs to fit in this perfect space and I need to sit with this person for just this amount of times. So I have to run out and get this. Throw all of that out of of the window when you're working with Indigenous communities. It's not about transactions. It's about relationships. An elder may sit with you for an hour before you actually get the actual answer for your story, and you have to be prepared for that. So if you're working on a story and you may think, I'm only going to travel for one day, maybe make it 2 days because it may take a little bit longer, and they may ask you to come back because they need to trust you and want to share with you a story and time and not something that's really short and brief just to fit into what you needed to fit into. So value relationships as you're working with Indigenous stories.
Katie, do you have thoughts on that? Because I have been the radio producer looking for a guest during this time slot at this time, need to hear back in the next half hour. Maybe that doesn't work well with Native communities or any community. I don't know.
Yeah, I would say it's about, you know, having those consistent relations, like building those relationships and maintaining that consistency so that perhaps you're not having to reach out just totally out of the blue and scrambling at the last minute. I understand, though. I've been there. I get it. And I would, just to add to what Erica was saying, you know, just going in informed and understanding not just the story you want to tell, but the context around it. A lot of times there's a lot of nuance and historical context that play into issues that Native people are facing today. Just as with any other source, go in with respect. And I'll also just note that there are other resources out there for journalists. I would recommend checking out the Indigenous Journalists Association website or reaching out to folks there. They're great and just a wealth of information and resources.
And we'll leave it there. Katie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Erica, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Katie Oyen is Chief Executive Officer of Indig Public Media, and Erica Aisi covers the 12 tribes in Wisconsin and reports her both here and now on PBS Wisconsin and ICT. We've been talking about media coverage of Native American communities here in Wisconsin and around the country.